Vanity Fair Volume 1 by William Makepeace Thackeray. Narrated by James Harrington. Chapter 1. Chiswick Mall. While the present century was in its teens, and on one sunshiny morning in June, there drove up to the great iron gate of Miss Pinkerton's Academy for Young Ladies on Chiswick Mall a large family coach with two fat horses in blazing harness, driven by a fat coachman in a three-cornered hat and wig at the rate of 4 miles an hour. A black servant, who reposed on the box beside the fat coachman, uncurled his bandy legs as soon as the equipage drew up opposite Miss Pinkerton's shining brass plate, and as he pulled the bell, at least a score of young heads were seen peering out of the narrow windows of the stately old brick house. Nay, the acute observer might have recognized the little red nose of good-natured Miss Jemima Pinkerton herself, rising over some geranium pots in the window of that lady's own drawing room. "It is Mrs. Sedley's coach, sister," said Miss Jemima. "Sambo, the black servant, has just rung the bell, and the coachman has a new red waistcoat. Have you completed all the necessary preparations incident to Miss Sedley's departure, Miss Jemima?" asked Miss Pinkerton herself, that majestic lady, the Semiramis of Hammersmith, the friend of Dr. Johnson, the correspondent of Mrs. Chapone herself. "The girls were up at 4 this morning, packing her trunks, sister," replied Miss Jemima. "We have made her a bow pot. Say a bouquet, Sister Jemima, 'tis more genteel." "Well, a bookie is big, almost as a haystack. I have put up 2 bottles of the gillyflower water for Mrs. Sedley, and the receipt for making it, in Amelia's box. And I trust, Miss Jemima, you have made a copy of Miss Sedley's account. This is it, is it? Very good. £93 4s. Be kind enough to address it to John Sedley, Esquire, and to seal this billet which I have written to his lady." In Miss Jemima's eyes, an autograph letter of her sister, Miss Pinkerton, was an object of as deep veneration as would have been a letter from a sovereign. Only when her pupils quitted the establishment, or when they were about to be married, and once, when poor Miss Birch died of the scarlet fever, was Miss Pinkerton known to write personally to the parents of her pupils. And it was Jemima's opinion that if anything could console Mrs. Birch for her daughter's loss, it would be that pious and eloquent composition in which Miss Pinkerton announced the event. In the present instance, Miss Pinkerton's billet was to the following effect. "The Mall, Chiswick, June 15th, 18. Madam, after her 6 years' residence at the Mall, I have the honor and happiness of presenting Miss Amelia Sedley to her parents, as a young lady not unworthy to occupy a fitting position in their polished and refined circle. Those virtues which characterize the young English gentlewoman, those accomplishments which become her birth and station, will not be found wanting in the amiable Miss Sedley, whose industry and obedience have endeared her to her instructors, and whose delightful sweetness of temper has charmed her aged and her youthful companions. In music, in dancing, in orthography, in every variety of embroidery and needlework, she will be found to have realized her friend's fondest wishes. In geography, there is still much to be desired, and a careful and undeviating use of the backboard for 4 hours daily during the next 3 years is recommended as necessary to the acquirement of that dignified deportment and carriage, so requisite for every young lady of fashion. In the principles of religion and morality, Miss Sedley will be found worthy of an establishment which has been honored by the presence of the great lexicographer and the patronage of the admirable Mrs. Chapone. In leaving the Mall, Miss Amelia carries with her the hearts of her companions and the affectionate regards of her mistress, who has the honor to subscribe herself, Madam, your most obliged humble servant, Barbara Pinkerton. P.S. Miss Sharp accompanies Miss Sedley. It is particularly requested that Miss Sharp's stay in Russell Square may not exceed 10 days. The family of distinction with whom she is engaged desire to avail themselves of her services as soon as possible. This letter completed, Miss Pinkerton proceeded to write her own name and Miss Sedley's in the fly leaf of a Johnson's dictionary, the interesting work which she invariably presented to her scholars on their departure from the Mall. On the cover was inserted a copy of lines addressed to a young lady on quitting Miss Pinkerton's school at the Mall by the late revered Dr. Samuel Johnson. In fact, the lexicographer's name was always on the lips of this majestic woman, and a visit he had paid to her was the cause of her reputation and her fortune. being commanded by her elder sister to get the dictionary from the cupboard. Miss Jemima had extracted two copies of the book from the receptacle in question. When Miss Pinkerton had finished the inscription in the first, Jemima, with rather a dubious and timid air, handed her the second. "For whom is this, Miss Jemima?" said Miss Pinkerton, with awful coldness.
"For Becky Sharp," answered Jemima.